311.
Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. It is so good to have you join us on a Sunday afternoon, as you do every Sunday after you've had your wonderful meal, or maybe you're enjoying your meal while listening to the Barbados Fire Service relay their information. I am Crystal J. Paul. And of course, as usual, we have the Barbados Fire Service with us. We have Fire and Life Safety Officers Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon.
And Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon.
All right. Well, you know, we're doing something a little differently today. We are actually doing a video recording to be aired. And it's good to see you both virtually. It's been so long. I know you miss me a lot. You know, I know you miss me dearly, but thank God for virtual connection, and that we can do this, and we can then be able to do the video recording, presenting it on our social media platforms. So it's good to see you both.
Thank you. And it is absolutely a blessing to see you. I completely forgot what you look like, or hugs and all of that.
No. Oh man. Well, you know what? There's so much happening that we need to talk about. Of course, yes, we're still in the hurricane season, and we're thankful to have been spared so far from the named storms. And we know that there's some areas that got a bit of a hit. And, you know, we just want to continue to remind people to put their systems in place that we've talked about so many times on the 311 radio show. And just to remind them to continue to do so, because, I mean, it's August. Officially, the hurricane season ends in November, so
yes,
we have some time to go. Yes,
but not only what the fire service has been preaching, but also we've had other entities out there who have been reiterating this information as well. We have the Department of Emergency Management, DEM. You will hear them from time to time giving out tips. And of course, we have on board the insurance companies, because we know that if anything should happen, obviously they being the partners, partners with some of our business places, with the residents and such, like, they're also going to take a hit in terms of having to pay out for any damages that these people may have during this point in time. So again, we continue to ask persons, if you can put measures in place to safeguard yourself, do that. Those people who continue to be careless with these snow cone cups and whatever else, just ditching them inside our drains on our streets, stop it. I mean, most of the times when they do this stuff, it's not even home by them, that if the water does build up, it goes back into their house, but it's going to affect somebody else.
That's
if
right.
They only had an address, it will probably carry it and dump it at you. That's me. I don't know, probably get some money for picking up garbage along the way, but we've seen a lot of what we can call unsanitary behavior. Mm-hmm. Let me put it that way, for public use. That's the word I'm going to use. Public unnecessary behavior.
Yes.
Uncleanliness.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? What, cleanliness is next to godliness? So think about how many people are ungodly then who ain't clean. So not taking on that part, but in terms of the quote, not husks, the snow cone cups, any other debris, whether it be you go to a fast food restaurant, instead of taking the cup and throwing it outside the vehicle, a moving vehicle, place it inside your bike until you can get close to a receptacle. When you trim the grass around your home, don't just leave it there on the wayside. Don't just leave it in the drains. Get a rake, get a shovel and garbage bags, and you put that inside the garbage. Or make mulch. We've told you already how to make mulch. We've told you how to make it into fertilizer. So I'm basically just repeating myself there and then.
That's fine.
Then we cut the tree down. You know, don't just leave it there. Again, there are some, what do you call those? Some quarries that would accept debris, such as tree trimmings and such. Use that avenue. There are avenues available to us. It's just that we don't think in terms of reaching out and trying to get that information. We think it is going to be just right there. Sometimes you need to pick up a phone, talk to some person, ask questions. There are quarries out there that are willing to take the material. If you have some person, again, everybody's going to be talking about burning, 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 but that is not always the avenue. Think in terms of your neighbor, and who we just had walked in, none other than Station Officer Vaughn. So,
oh, very nice.
So he will show his face in a bit. But that is the way that we, those are the things that you need to do. Again, don't wait until the hurricane is upon you. Like, I know for the last 2 days, I eat some, what was it? El Sardon.
Oh, of course.
To the supermarket. I have to replenish.
El Sardon and Biscay.
Listen, and if you ever try the multigrain ones, it is mwah.
Yes, yes.
Yes, those are the things that we're talking about. It's not just maybe talk preparation, we're talking 360 preparation in terms of your home, cleaning around you, making sure the drains are clear, making sure the gutter is clear, making sure even in terms of the wells, there are supposed to be these wells where when you have excess water, they're supposed to be able to run off. Now, if those are blocked, how can the water get into there? It is like your sink. You have a sink. When it becomes blocked, you're washing dishes and the water is just at, getting higher. What do you call it? Backing up.
Yeah.
You have to clear the drain. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, clear the drain. Your body is a drain. It clears itself from time to time. I won't tell you how it does that. All of us know it.
It's on a Sunday afternoon right now. No.
And I'm sure after that heavy meal, some of us will be clearing the drain.
Okay.
No, even in terms of that, looking around your home, is your home ready? Should something happen? Those six concrete blocks that you have on top of the roof, are those going to keep that roof down? I'm telling you now, no. If hurricanes can move 40-foot containers, how much is a concrete block about? 5 pounds? It's so much. Okay, good. So, you know, be smart about it. It's just about being smart, realistically speaking, and stop sitting down and waiting on government to do this and government to do that. At the end of the day, as I keep saying all the time, these persons, they're going to look after their welfare. They're going to make sure that such and such is in place. Now, you have yourself being disadvantaged. You have probably about, say, 100 other people. Who's going to be given first priority? We don't know that. So do what you can to protect yourself.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, you said before that we've said it before, but we cannot say it enough, because unless something is being done, unless it is being done seamlessly, then there's no need to talk about it anymore. But it's not happening that way. So, you know, it's just a little reminder every now and then, because we all need it.
It is true. And those people, when something don't happen, who get vexed and annoyed, and you met me by this and met me by that. Mm-hmm. Now, a word to you. And this is from the bottom of my heart. Love you all. But please be mindful of what you put out there in the universe. I'm sure that we do not want anything like that to happen, especially at this point in time where we have Corona and everything going on. If it is hard now, imagine being impacted by some sort of system passing here. As I said, Barbados Fire Service, we make sure that we are ready. I can tell you there has been training going on at the Barbados Fire Academy. Our SARS team, which is our search and rescue team, members have been in training constantly. Thank you, leading fire officer Carlos Bishop, who has a drive and a passion for humanity and wanting to see persons safe. We are making sure, listen, I'm sure the guys probably got corns in the hand, a bottom of the feet sore, got get rubbed down and whatever the case says, but training has been going on. Those are the things that we have been doing to protect, to ensure that we are ready to respond. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for yourself is the question that I leave with you.
That's right. That's right. I'm telling you, Natasha always gives us something to think about.
I try.
Yes. Well, all the officers, you know, we thank you very much for relaying your information as you do every Sunday. And you also want to talk about something else as well. I of course, Officer Collins is here.
So as I put up my partition now, we do our social distancing, as you can see. Partition up. I now hand over to him to talk about this issue.
Yes.
Well, only yes, about, sir. I think it's about 2 weeks now. We would have had the explosion in Lebanon. That's the name of the place, right?
Yeah.
I think I called it right. Yeah. I guess that would have affected everybody in some way. Whether you are a first responder or just a normal civilian, everybody would have been, I would say, shocked at the what transpired down there. And if those who would have seen the aftershocks of the area, what is left of it,
yes.
You know, it is just something amazing, and not amazing in a good way either, you know, to see. And I guess that just goes to show that we can't take anything for granted. How we store chemicals is a very important thing. I think all of these things we would have spoken about on this program before, but it is important to reach out again to business person. That's just I think it should be a wake up call, a reminder for us. I think we know, but it's just to remind us that for those places who have those businesses who store chemicals, be mindful of what you're storing, where you're storing it, the temperatures and the kind of conditions in which you're storing these chemicals, because storing things in areas that become hot or whatever the case may be, can be detrimental. The containers you store these particular things in is also another important feature to consider when you're storing these things. The amount that you have on site at any given time, these are things the fire service should know that you should inform the Barbados Fire Service if you're going to be storing these things. What you have, what are the chemicals you have, the amount of chemicals you have, and that kind of thing. These are things that you're going to need to have, that you're going to need the fire service to know.
Yes.
Because it's important. You know, because nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
And the explosions I saw were definitely horrific.
Yes.
You know? And you know, sometimes we look at things and say, you know what? I don't work in that area. I don't work beside that factory, so it doesn't concern me. But think about it. If you live within hundreds of feet away from a gas station, think about what happened in Lebanon and relate it to yourself here at a gas station. You understand? If you live within hundreds of feet away from a gas station, you are still vulnerable to, should anything happen at that facility. So these are things that we have to really sit down, seriously consider. And I just use a gas station as an example, but there's so many other vulnerable places in Barbados that we can think about that store chemicals of some sort.
Yes.
And it is always important that you have these things in place to know that they're properly stored under the right conditions, the right temperature areas, that you have, in case there's a small leak or something, you have enough runoff area for them, that kind of stuff. These are things that sometimes we may take for granted, but just want to remind people because of what happened. You know, sometimes we're a little reactive instead of being proactive. I just want to keep, you know, in people's brain that we want to be more proactive as opposed to being reactive. Don't wait until something happen. Don't say it can't happen here, because we have chemicals in Barbados as well. So don't say it can't happen here. It happened there. It can't happen here.
That's right.
These are things that, you know, should always be eye-openers for us. Just want to remind people, you know.
And just to say, just in case anybody would have missed it at any point in time, that explosion was due to the storage of ammonium nitrate, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, of course. So, you know, people have been looking for answers and want to know what was happening and why was it so. And we send our condolences and our empathy as well to those who are here in Barbados, because there are those here in Barbados with relatives there who would have lost their homes, you know, are missing, and, you know, our hearts go out to them as well. So if you're listening and you've been affected this way, then, well, whether you're in Barbados or not and you're hearing this program, or sympathies go out to you as well. Just to remind listeners, those who have businesses that deal with these chemicals, how they should entreat with it, in terms of their checklist and so on. Could you just go over that so they can be reminded one more time?
Well, first thing first, it is important for the fire service to know, as Jason would have said, that we know about these chemicals. And sometimes we don't take it, we don't pay attention until something happens. Like the same nitrate, it is a common chemical found in fertilizer. So the thing is we need to know how much you're storing on in location. If it is that you have an outlet and you're selling it, okay, this is the amount that I keep here, but I have a warehouse, I have a bond, this is the amount. So you will hear us talking about small quantities and big quantities, large quantities, which then gives a totally different response if anything should happen. Mm-hmm. Now, normally we would say when we carry out our inspections, and this is another thing, we're finding that lots of these places are not sending in requesting fire safety inspections. Not that, again, we have to wait for them to send in for these inspections. It is up to the officers once they become aware of these places that they go and they carry out the inspection. And if they find that this is the case, then we need material that we need to know was the quantity being stored on site. When we have that information, then the officers, what they do is a pre-planning. So they prepare for the circumstances that this thing should come to fruition, that it does blow. What is my response during this point in time? How would I go about dealing with this? Some cases you would recognize there are one or two facilities around here that you would see there's a diamond, we call it the four diamond, and it will tell you what's the main hazard at that location. So again, seeing things like that, giving us an idea, what is the primary cause or what is the primary situation going on there. You will see placards again, something marked like 1202, and you will see like flames. We know that this is a case that these things are highly flammable, and people seem to think that when we do inspections, all we want is money out of them, but that is definitely not the case. At the end of the day, it is about safeguarding you, looking at what you have, looking and, you know, putting measures in place to mitigate the circumstances that if anything should happen there, that you can do the initial attack until the fire service can come. Or if it is a case that it is beyond your proportion, that what you can handle, we have an idea what we are facing, and it's not a surprise when we get on scene and then have to be like, okay, so there's a case that you have to know. So you see, that's why we ask you to work with us. It goes hand in hand. You see, they say one hand can't clap. I'm here trying to clap and it's not happening. One hand can't clap. You need us and we need you. Information. I'm not even going to go there. But for those who think I'm laughing or that this is a serious thing, I'm not going to tell you what station Officer Vaughn just did. But he's the culprit here right now. What I'm saying is, again, what we need people to do, be honest. Sometimes you will go on location and you're doing an inspection, and persons, you get to a room, they ain't really got nothing inside. They just got one or two. Me, I'm malicious. I care what nobody say. I say it out loud. I'm malicious. I want
to Officer Collins agree.
Very, very.
You know what? And at the end of the day, me being malicious, or whatever you guys choose to put it, means that I know when I leave here and I say, well, such and such is in place at this facility, they're good to go. Or no, you can't continue to function like that anymore. You need to put such and such in place. Mm-hmm. I can go to sleep and I can sleep comfortable at night. I don't know if Officer Collins can. Apparently, stage. I'm sorry, Officer Sobers can't because he's supposed to be on vacation, but he's still here.
Oh,
not this, you know, everybody's business, but just saying. But other than that, we need people to take these things more seriously. Again, we have hardware stores, we have department stores. I don't want to call any particular name because I'm not singling out persons, but we have people selling lumber and then they have the chemicals and everything inside of the same building. Now, it all speaks to storage. You will find that we will ask, well, separate this from that, separate the flammables from the combustibles, separate the ignition source from, So it's not a case that these things happen and then the fire service is not reacting to them. No.
So perhaps
I'll defend the fire service to be clear that I no longer work here.
So perhaps it would be advisable then in actually setting up or even constructing the building, for instance, for a new hardware or similar establishment, to actually have an idea as to what is required by the Barbados Fire Service before actually outfitting, so that they can be proactive instead of having to be reactive when you come now and say, no, we have to separate this from that.
But you see, that's the thing again, what we do, sometimes we have this thing called a pre-inspection or site visit, where before the final outfitting of the place, we would ask, so, okay, what are you going to be storing here? And once we know what quantities you're looking at, then we can say beforehand, well, you're definitely going to need to put in a dry rice system or wet rice. You're going to need sprinklers. You're going to need to have these amount of extinguishers, these amount of detector heads throughout the building. All of this is the reason for doing inspections. It is to, again, mitigate. But sometimes it's like we get a plan. Okay, this building is supposed to be going up. Need you to go look and give me advice. So you will take the plan and you're telling yourself, well, the building isn't there. I'm just going to go and visit the site and see how best, if there are any hydrants along the way, you know, that are, yes, we can work with these hydrants. We probably need one or two more put inside the area while excavation is going on. And then you're going to see a whole brand new building.
Whoa.
Yes, these are, and I'm sorry, I ain't keeping the secrets, but these are the things that we face inside here.
Mm-hmm.
When the time that the information gets to us, but oh, sometimes we know it's that if our service is still too long, so we went ahead. And then when you want to make recommendations, well, this place should have had a wet riser, it should have had spring. Then it's like, because it's already built, I know that I'm going to ask you to go and knock down walls. Well, unless I deem it is, well, not me, sorry. On the my recommendation, I pass it up the line.
Right.
That's a little small fish. And I pass it up the line and the officers see what I'm speaking about, then they can then insist on having these things retrofitted within the facility. But sometimes people would we beat around the bush. We can call a spade a spade. People would try to beat around the bush. People know that this thing, it costs X amount of money. They don't want to invest in it. So they would try to do what they can do. Shortcuts, forgetting that they're putting their lives at risk. They're putting their external customers' life at risk. And if something happens at that facility, then they're putting the fire officer's life at risk. Mm-hmm. We will risk a lot to save a lot. We will risk little to save, well, it gone up in flames already.
One of the things they can add to, what is important too is like, if you're a store, if you know you have certain chemicals within your establishment, it would be good to know about these chemicals. In other words, you know what you're storing, you know the way it reacts, you know if you know that kind of stuff, because that helps a lot in helping you to know how you're going to store these chemicals, the kind of containers you're going to store these chemicals in.
Kind of media you need to
extinguish. Kind of media you need to, exactly. So the more you know about the chemicals that you're working with, and this goes out to the persons who would own wherever places, the more you know about these things that you're storing, the easier it is for yourself to better be able to, you know, store them and take care of them and so on. And the more information you can give to us then, so that we know what we're getting into when we turn up at a place. Because you may turn up to a place that maybe you may see it as a hardware store or, you know, something, but it's storing a chemical that we couldn't even imagine is being stored there. So then it changed the dynamic of the actual firefighting operation completely.
A chemical that may be water reactive. That is there that when water gets with this chemical, it creates an even bigger fire.
Correct.
And people fail to realize that they have things out there like that. It's not every single fire that you can use water to extinguish. Correct. So it is very important that we know what is being stored. It is also highly recommended that when you store these things, that the older products that you try to get out first. Persons have the tendency, the rotation basis, exactly, rotate the products. So the ones that came in last, the ones that were there before, get those out. Stop leaving. Sometimes people don't even know what they have inside their own warehouses. And this then creates that problem of just adding volume on top of volume on top of volume. Where is the, what do you call it? They have a storage manager, the record keeping. Who does the record keeping? Who does the inventory for that? Mm-hmm. All of those are things that persons need to look at. And realistically speaking, they need to have a better management system. Not trying to scare anyone, but again, when we find out with the nitrate, some of the places here that keep things like these, you would be surprised that sometimes you live right next to them and you don't even know. I'm not trying to create any,
but I'm
trying to bring awareness and to empower people. You also need to play a part, find out what is being stored around you. Because if something happens, mind you, it isn't only the person, the business that is affected. According to what is burning, we have something called, we call it blowout. Or we call it, give me the other word. What's the other thing? All right. Bridges, or if it happens at me. And it doesn't just stay at me. It's not just contained at me. Mm-hmm. There is blow all down there. You're going to have it coming at you. Exposures. Thank you. They're exposures. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then in terms now, you want to know later on where you develop cancer. You developed cancer because that green smoke that was going, or the purple orange thing that was going, you were inhaling all of that. So you need to be cognizant of what is around you. Be like me, malicious.
To the point, Lola, to the point, and Natasha raised a very
good point. You know, we have about 2 minutes. Go ahead. Yeah,
because sometimes what happens in those instances, you have to evacuate an entire area.
Yes.
Even though it's not your house or your personal place, you have to evacuate because of what's going on around you. So yes, she's perfectly correct in everything she said.
That is really something.
Lebanon didn't have the chance to evacuate.
Yes.
And we honestly don't want that to be the situation here in Barbados at all.
Right.
Remember, we always say that all fires start small except an explosion. And that was a perfect visual of a fire that doesn't start.
Yeah. I mean, when you saw the first one, it's like, wow. But when you saw the huge puff of smoke, I mean, that was heartbreaking, you know, to see it, much less to have experienced it. And again, our hearts go out to the people over there in Lebanon, in Beirut, and to those who may be affected around the world who are listening to us as well. Well, I must say thank you very much to you, Fire and Life Safety Officers Natasha Ford and Jason Collins, for sharing with us today.
Thank you, and you're most welcome.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Yes. And that's it already for the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. We encourage you to stay safe and to stay well and to do what is necessary to keep others around us safe as well. I'm Krista J. Paul. Remember, you can always log on to VOB929.com to watch any of the podcasts of the 311 radio show, to listen to any other podcasts, I beg your pardon. But we'll see if we can start watching, if this will be the first of many to come on VOB 92.9 FM's Facebook page, so you can stay tuned. All right, God bless you. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
Thank you. Protecting life and property.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.